Yes, then you have your, like, when I was coming up, the old wood deal, mm-hmm. your fireplaces.
Do you ever have a big log to throw heat out?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
They call firewood.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever have one particularly big log that you might, sometimes you might, you'd have maybe different kinds of firewood kindling and
well, the only deal we would have, like when we was in the country, we had what you would call, we would make a fire, we would, like they put two and stack the logs on top. Well, it wasn't any, all of them would probably be about the same size. Mm-hmm. But the wood that you would like to start it, mm-hmm. We would call it light it.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of heating system do you have here in this house?
All electric, central air, what they call a heating pump. Mm-hmm. So the unit sits in the yard and the thermostats in the house, and it'll heat. Uh-huh. All cool, but it do it all electrically.
Uh-huh. What kinds of different houses designs for houses would you have?
You would have your regular bungalows, you have your split level, your ranch type, mm-hmm. and some of them they just call them regular two stories, and you have your condominiums and your apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm. What would a bungalow be? How would you describe that?
Regular house down with no upstairs, see, mm-hmm. and usually a single family dwelling with no upstairs, a split level part to it. Usually when you talk about a range type, you talk about something that maybe turned sideways and it may run a lot longer than a bungalow would. Mm-hmm. To me, a bungalow would be something that's set in and faced the street, uh-huh. instead of maybe like a range type would be long ways and sideways on the street. Uh-huh. And a split level is kind of like this deal, mm-hmm. where you split the level and you're upstairs and you're downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a house that, if you open all the doors, maybe all four of them, you could see straight through the house?
Yeah, shotgun.
Uh-huh. What would you call a house?
That's what they call them, a shotgun.
Yeah.
Then you can shoot through right straight through the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you ever hear of a dog trot house?
Dog trot house?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What would you call one of these big apartment buildings with a lot of people living in them that are pretty tall?
Towers. They have about 2 or 3 downtown, and they call them different type of towers. Mm-hmm. And some people will call them complex, but most of the time I call them, you know, towers.
What would you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building? Maybe if they have just apartments stacked on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'd call that an apartment complex.
What kinds of people might take care of an apartment complex? The people employed by the management to take care of the maintenance?
Well, the maintenance man and what they call for the yard man and what else am I thinking about? I don't know no other name.
Maybe a man.
Oh, janitor. They call them janitors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.